I like sitting on tiny little men. It reminds me of what it's like popping balloons. But a lot more fun. This is Princess Giantess Andy, continuing on from my previous post, Giantess Andy Finds Her a Tiny Man. I have decided to keep you, and I have tucked you safe and sound in my bra. You are surrounded by about a dozen other tiny men, and there is still plenty of room for more. Some of the men are pushing and touching my ample breast. Others are in shock and just staring off into space. As you are looking at my big, beautiful tit, you can hear the noises that I make as I stomp buildings and crush cars. You can hear people screaming as I walk by, and you can smell the fear all around you. I am sure you are wondering what will come of you as I am walking along. You notice the sounds are changing and that I must be out in the country now. The other men around you are dozing off to sleep. Some are snuggled up against my huge soft breast. Others are just curled up. That is when I stick my hand inside my bra and grab a fistful of tiny men all at once. And you listen to see what is going to happen. You hear one man scream, "Please, no, 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 please, please." And you have no idea what all the commotion is about. But I just put him in my mouth and ate him. I just swallowed him whole. Once I'm done, I take and stick my hand inside my bra and grab you along with the remaining men. I stick you in a pretty little cage. Looks a lot nicer than your apartment, and as you figure out, I plan on keeping you, and this is going to be your new home. As you all get situated, one of the men I really didn't care for, I pull him out of the cage and tell you all to watch. I have a wicked look in my eye, and as you see me toying with him, teasing him, petting him, dangling him over my mouth, using my tongue against him, watching him plead and whimper, I smile at you all, and then I put him in my chair. Now the chair is so big that he could run and run and run, but he would never make it to the end of that chair before I sit down on him. And that's exactly what I do. You could see my big giantess ass hovering over him as he's screaming. And I just sit down and ease into the chair and I wiggle. And I start to smile as I can feel him pop. Just like a balloon. Three, as you all stare at me with horror, I just continue to wiggle and squirm in my seat, all the while laughing. Oh, I do like to sit down on little men and hear them and feel them go pop. Are you going to be next, little man? This is Princess Andy over at phonesexprincessblog.com.